WhatsApp 0870-32-32-32. Gnairi Lat, the you will be great. Bringing people into a room is our only hope for progressing nature protection, suggests Roisin Garvey. Let me tell you right now about 10-year-old Jonathan Padden, who was out walking on Blacksod Beach in Mayo with his parents, John and Eilish, a month ago when they spotted a shiny, interesting-looking rock, which Jonathan was smart enough to realise wasn't a rock but was actually a very sick baby turtle. The Paddens contacted the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, and a late night drive to Castlebar led to the turtle's transfer into the care of Matthew Hawkins, manager of Galway Atlanta Aquaria. It was touch and go for the turtle for a while, but when Lorna Siggins visited the aquarium, she found volunteer veterinary advisor Rita Gately giving the much revived loggerhead turtle, now called Columbus, some prawns for breakfast.
Now that she has become aware and able to hunt for herself, it's a matter of progression, and she's able to chase, and when she wakes up, she'll chase around and take it down.
You're giving her a little bit of water there, a little bit of a splash just to wake her up?
Just to see that she knows that dinner has been served, yeah. They don't have teeth, but they have extremely strong jaws.
Oh, right.
And what they do is they macerate the food and swallow it. They also have claws on their front flippers. And you can see they use that to kind of direct the food in or to maintain.
So she's using her front flippers just to
steer the food. And then they take in a mouthful of water. Yeah, she's coming up for breath now. And then they also take in a mouthful of water to help them swallow.
So Matthew Hawkins, manager of Galway Atlanta Aquaria.
Yep.
The tank that Columbus is in has a particular temperature of water. You're monitoring that all the time?
It does. So we have a heating system where we can keep the temperature at around 25 degrees. So, as I say, when it first came in, it was around 10, 11 degrees, which is far too cold for them. So we brought that slowly up, and now it's sitting nice and steady at a 25 degrees. So the story is that I was heading home on a Friday evening, pulling into my driveway, thinking, what's my plans for the weekend? And all of a sudden, I got a phone call that there was a turtle up in Blacksod Bay that had been found by a family, the Padden family, especially a young man called Jonathan. They were walking along the beach, and Jonathan's eyes were drawn towards what he said was a very shiny rock. He went to investigate, and they realised it was a turtle.
Speaking to Countrywide from his home in Ochlame, North Mayo, 10-year-old Jonathan Padden takes up the story.
I was walking on Fulmore Beach with my mum and dad. We seen a strange rock, but I came closer and seen that it was a turtle. So my dad looked it up on Google to see how to take care of the turtle, because we don't get many in Ireland. So we went up to Gemma's house because she takes care of the dolphins that get dried up. And she rang Matt in Galway, and he met us in Castlebar. The drive up to Castlebar was pretty cold because we had to keep the turtle cold, because he was suffering from hypothermia. We decided to call it Columbus because it came from an island in the middle of the ocean between America and Spain.
For the next few days, it was pretty much 24-hour monitoring. The worst thing you can do is just put them straight back into warm water that they should be living in. Partially the shock would kill them. They could drown as well because they're not strong enough to be back in water fully. So you have a mixture of really shallow water to keep them hydrated and get the temperature up, and also a heat lamp, same as you'd maybe use for chickens, for baby chicks, and you just slowly over the next few days bring that temperature back up. And as we did that over the next couple of days, we saw the start of life again, because it was no life initially, and then slowly you get a bit of movement, a head moves, and then they start to breathe in front of you, and you realize we've got a good chance here. And now we're at a stage where we have a turtle that is effectively ready to go back to the ocean, which is really, really quick, probably the quickest we've ever had. Partly because they're small, it means you can bring them back a little bit quicker. And I think also because of the family's really quick reactions on that day, there was no delay. They found it, they realised it needed attention, and within hours it was in the aquarium.
But the big thing, I think, was what you did, Matt, which was bring her home every night and care for her.
You didn't, you babysat her.
Basically had to, because as I say, you can't just leave them in water, because they could drown potentially. They're not strong enough. It's just a little bit concerned that if you leave them at the aquarium, then is the temperature going to change overnight? And in those early days, it is essential that these things do not go wrong. Came home under the heat lamp and up every couple of hours, checking the temperature, just monitoring. As I say, my weekend, which I had different plans, definitely changed very, very rapidly. And now we can relax. Like now, as you can see here now, it's down the bottom of the tank. It's resting as it should be. It comes up for a breath occasionally. Very calm, very relaxed, very happy. And that's where we're aiming for. So.
So Rita Gately, when you started working with the Department of Agriculture as a vet, did you ever think you'd be treating frostbite in loggerhead turtles?
No, I didn't. Now, they are protected species, but there is a degree of hunting still, yeah. The biggest threat is the climate change, the unknown, the increased use of the plastics, especially where she feeds, floating maybe between 1 and 3 metres deep on top of the ocean. That's where everything in the seaweed, that's where all the plastics congregate. That was one of our concerns, actually, initially, that she may have ingested plastic and she wouldn't pass anything. So we're really relieved. And I was getting pictures of poo. Fertile poo.
Exciting.
Very exciting, but it was a great step forward, you know, in terms of management. Things were working.
So what's the next step?
Okay, so even to have the turtle in the building, we had to get a license. We had to fill in lots of forms to say that we had the wild animal here that is endangered and that our intentions were to rehabilitate and get it back to the wild. So it's not an animal that is going to stay at the aquarium. The whole process is just to get the animal back into the wild and back to safety. We may do a day where we invite a few people in to see it because it is something that you don't see very often. So we'll start the process in the next couple of weeks of finding somewhere where she can get taken to go back to the wild.
And the last word to Jonathan Padden, who visited Columbus with his parents, John and Eilish, early last week.
So last Monday, I went up to see the turtle. He looked really different, swimming away in his tank. He was really happy.
Fair play to you, Jonathan Padden. 51551 for the text. Somebody says, countrywide, and so a little zoologist is born. Absolutely, indeed. Frostbitten turtles. It is cold in the waters off Mayo, folks. Lorna Siggins reporting for us there.